Welcome to a podcast presented by the Oregon Department of Transportation. This is number 3 in a series of podcasts prepared by ODOT's Geo-Environmental Unit. The title of this podcast is Attracting Our Own Scrap in the Roaring 1920s. In the 1920s, automobile tires were not as rugged, and the state's highways were not as smooth as today. Farm wagons and horses shared the roads with Model Ts and Oregon's 34,000 licensed drivers. Over the miles, Model Ts sprinkled hardware, nails, screws, bolts, staples, and other puncture-producing junk along the right-of-way. In those days, if a tire lasted more than 3,000 miles, it was rated almost as a museum piece. Punctures and blowouts were the rule, not the exception of the day. A wise motorist always carried an extra inner tube or patch kit under the driver's seat. The debris not only cluttered the landscape, but many a motorist sweated over the tire tools on the side of the road instead of enjoying the state's scenic highways. In 1928, the Oregon State Highway Department, now known as ODOT, purchased a small truck with an electromagnet attached to the underside. This truck was referred to as the Nail Picker. The truck traveled across the state, picking up thousands of pounds of metal, and saved many travelers from that depressing sound, the hissing tire. Reference material for this podcast was obtained from the publications Casual and Factual Glimpses at the Beginning and Development of Oregon's Roads and Highways by the Oregon State Highway Commission.